The Honest Wargamer, an honest and independent show run by gamers for gamers. We bring you the latest in critical meta discussions, zany list tech, and deep dive discussions about the hobby as a whole. We are supported by our fantastic patrons and Twitch subscribers. If you'd like to support us and join the team, that would be awesome. Don't forget all you hydro homies, stay hydrated. Now get yourself comfy. Rob is now here for today's episode of Stream Streak.
Hello, welcome to the Swan Game. I'm your host, Rob. Welcome to Stream Streak Day. Finally get to say it. 200!
Yeah!
Yeah, party poppers. Let's go. We did it. We did it. Some people said you couldn't aimlessly and occasionally talk about Warhammer for over 200 days in a row, and I proved them wrong.
Yeah? Absolutely wrong. We did it. Shout out! I think Big Ben right now is ringing out in the streets. Pete is going in and out of B-Bone's face.
Yeah, Pete Bone, how excited are you? Loves it. He absolutely loves it.
Amazing. You know, it's been a long time since we've had a still photo of B-Bone on the show, and I'm just excited to see what he's got to say about various things adjacent to 40K today.
Seems legit.
That is officially the most amount of dead air ever on Honest Wargamer.
Agreed, and it was my favorite part of the show that we've ever done. So thank you, everyone. Welcome to the show. I've got Val and Pete, obviously. I couldn't think of anyone else that I'd like to do this show more with, apart from anyone else also. So
I'm just going to say that the only reason we're here is because by some magic of coincidence, it happened to fall on an adjacent show. So I don't think you can really butter us up like that.
I think maybe you planned it. Did you not plan it?
Yes, many years.
I'm a math guy.
I use a spreadsheet, and I projected ahead. That morning when you seemed desperate for guests, and I said, you know what? I'll throw this guy a bone. Ha! And then showed up on your show.
We were meant to have a guest today. We'll talk about that in a moment. I would like to say thank you to Penguin 2000 for subscribing. Is it 20,000. Oh, it's going to take me a while to get to there. And also thank you to MJ Pegasus for donating, I think, 5 gift subscriptions to everyone in the chat, to the Art of War 40K Down Under, Dudo Shotgate, and Dan Unsupervised. Yes! That's great. Anyway, thanks everyone for being on the show. Pete, how you doing? You well?
I'm living the dream, buddy. Living the dream.
Good, good. That's
you know, you say that a lot, but I'm curious to know what your dream is.
To live in a dystopian nightmare. That's really it.
Right.
That's all I've ever wanted.
So over under 2 weeks on a certain Never mind.
Keep it adjacent.
It was super adjacent. Probably too far. We talk about past administrations on this show. I was gonna bring it into a current administration type over under, but then I decided to pull it back.
Let's go back to the Ford administration. Let's talk about Ford.
Something I realized about the Ford administration recently, he didn't win an election. I assumed he won immediately after, but he lost to Jimmy Carter.
You got it.
Jimmy Carter's a badass. He's still building homes now. So he's like 90 billion years old.
He's got like a fucking blood blister on his face, like putting a barn together.
It is his face, but like he's a gentleman and a scholar. Yeah, Ford, people didn't like that he was like pretty big on letting Nixon off the hook. So he got out right away.
Immediately vetoed.
Get out of here.
Well, thank you to everyone who has joined us over the past 200 days. Can't thank you enough. Thanks, Val, for dressing up for the show. Appreciate that loads.
What do you think of the suit?
Honestly, it looks fantastic. I imagine it's what Ferris Bueller would buy if you got loads of money.
That is the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. my sister would derisively call me Ferris Bueller back in the high school days.
Oh, really?
We had kind of a Ferris Bueller, and what was the sister's name in Ferris Bueller?
Do not remember.
Jarris
Bueller.
Something like that. Anyway.
Like it's an 80s thing. It would have rhymed.
It was Jarris, because that's the name.
Yeah. Maris Bueller.
I understand Ferris Bueller was a large role model to a lot of young men during that time, or even people who watched it later on. I was more of a Van Wilder party liaison kind of. Oh. Like, that's really who inspired me.
Like 20 years later. 20 years later.
Yeah, he's who inspired me. I think he's obviously brilliant.
I won't lie to you, Van Wilder came out while I was living a life way too close to Van Wilder, except less cool. Way less cool.
Van Wilder is all I want to be. I'm still aiming for that. That's my trajectory. So thanks everyone for joining us live.
Was that Ryan Reynolds?
It was Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
God damn, I gotta watch that again.
You should also watch his follow-up, Stay Friends.
Neither of these movies should be watched.
What, you don't like Van Wilder?
What did you say about Ferris Bueller?
What?
Ferris Bueller is okay. Van Wilder doesn't age well. Van Wilder doesn't age. Don't tell me Van Wilder ages well.
I don't know. I haven't seen it since I was Van Wilder came
Friends.
Out.
Stay Friends, I saw it in theater, and it also did not age well.
I watch those movies once a week, every week. That's my motivation. That, and if I'm feeling particularly low, Wedding Crashers. That's my, like, Vince Vaughn in Wedding Crashers is all the energy I need.
That's good. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
I still haven't seen Wedding Crashers.
Oh, you are in for a treat.
Or Step Brothers.
Watch Wedding Crashers. It's got, like, the good energy. You're kind of Vince Vaughn in Wedding Crashers. Like, that's,
you've now compared me to two different celebrities. Keep it up. Keep it up. Ma'am Dare, let's not bring up Porky's because of things. List of things that hasn't aged well. Revenge of the Nerds and Porky's probably top of that list.
There's a really good college humor skit about that. It's about 80s comedy pranks. It's worth the watch just to go through how those things just don't age well.
No, because they're centered usually around rape fantasies and it's awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they are. So talking about rape fantasies.
No.
I was talking to my friend earlier today.
Not today.
And he was just like, why don't you have as many subscribers on YouTube as Tabletop Titans? And I was like, let me tell you why. In 200 days, we've talked about placenta, many things. Many things.
They won't let me talk about that on there.
Pete, what's 200 divided by 7? Probably not quite 200. First show was probably around 30, I want to say. Mm-hmm.
So, 20 divided by 7 is 28 point something or other.
Okay. So, I don't know. We're somewhere around 20-plus shows of nonsense.
Well done. Well done.
And sometimes we talk about 40K.
Which is, today, of all days, it's amazing that for 8 minutes we've not even touched on it yet. Because
we're avoiding it. We're not going to do it.
Two first codexes of 9th edition have been released. Yes. Which is great. But there's so many more questions I need to ask you.
Good.
How do you feel about digital-only books not being anywhere available other than if you buy a physical book?
So, actually, I wanted to correct the record on this, Rob. Sorry to talk over you, Pete, but I'm not also. Rob, you keep putting forward some fake news here, pal, which would be that when you buy the book, you get the digital rules for freezy. You get it free now. You don't have to subscribe.
Yeah. I haven't said that's not true.
You were leaving your listeners with the impression on your live emergency let's complain web, let's complain about this show this weekend.
Yeah.
You left me with the impression that you had to pay to get the digital rules.
No. You can't buy the digital rules in any other way than if you buy the book and get the code. You don't then have to also pay, which I thought I made explicit, but you can't buy them digitally. You can't ever buy them digitally at all.
It's cool because I have to drive 4.5 hours to get a codex. So it's very awesome for me. It's the best news that's happened ever.
Isn't it? Aren't you coming into the time of year where they have the ice road and they can truck things up to you?
You laugh, but yes. I don't need to take the ice road to get to where I need to go, unlike some people around me. But yes, there are multiple ice roads near where I live that will be freezing over very shortly. But not I want to that. Get to the Games Workshop store 4.5 hours from here.
So, I want that as a video, Pete. I want that as like
the of
a
me start, taking an ice road.
Like a start to finish tour diary. Like, morning, everyone, just having my breakfast, just off to pick up my 40K codex. Okay. And then you're like, here we go.
It's like and 4 hours. A 4.5 hour video of me driving.
And then get into the store and go, can I pick this up digitally? And the guy go, no. And you go, great. Another 4 hour video of the drive home. I'm in for that entire experience. Yeah. I don't know about you.
Oh, we sold out of all the copies. Sorry, we forgot to keep yours. Good. And then I drive all the way home.
We have some people in the chat saying that I'm wearing a suit because I'm now a corporate shill for Games Workshop. Mm-hmm, Always have been, baby. this is what this is. By the way, suit button still does up. First time I've worn a tie since COVID-19 for episode 200 of the stream streak. So I hope you're all pleased. Also, we have semi-internet celebrity The Stig from Tabletop Tactics in the chat right now, confused as to why there's a still photo of his actual friend Benjamin Botter at our show.
Well, the answer is let me help.
Go for
you
it.
Keep talking.
Yep. Okay. Excellent. But nonetheless, yes, I am a corporate shill. Always have been. I've actually been sent by the corporation to infiltrate this show and bring it down from the inside. That is what I've been here for.
But the problem is, if you stare into the darkness too long, the darkness stares back into you, and you have become a somber little bitch over the past few weeks.
It's true. It's true. You really have.
Yes. Yes. I suppose hanging out with two catty bitches all the time will rub off on you, which is why we brought the still photo of Ben Bonner, I think, for a little levity on the show. I mean, look at him. He's not gonna endlessly criticize things.
So we actually tried to organize a big old guest. I thought I'd try and get someone on, and we were unable to, mainly because he didn't reply.
I think the kids would say you got ghosted.
They would. Oh, dear. But how fun is Tinder, though? And then instead we're using Ben Boner's picture. I think he's there, though, live. Can I just get a bone?
No.
He's gone.
Okay,
he's
cool.
He's gone. I think also Pete's gone as well. Anyway.
I'm here. I'm just playing with stuff.
He just locked up. He didn't know what to say. Okay, so also someone pointed out that although you can get the rules free digitally, you don't get the rest of the codex jazz, and that's fair. You can no longer get a complete digital codex, which I suppose,
but you can't get the narrative.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can't, and or the pictures or all the other fun stuff.
You can't get the narrative digitally at all.
Well, the good news is, Rob, it's terrible, and that's not really a big bluff. You probably want to just buy like novels that are specialized in that rather than whoever wrote the stuff in the codex.
I mean, that is the good news. The quality of the codex narrative has generally like really degraded significantly. But mm-hmm. I do like one of my favorite bits is when they do the sections. So like on like the ATV or something, they'll normally be like two paragraphs of bump, and it will almost include the word like explosive and dangerous and some other nonsense, but like sometimes there's some cool little story in there which gives you some motivation for doing some hobby or like kicks off an idea. So I can't digitally know the story at all anymore. Wild. We are living
it. It is crazy have to drive 4.5 hours to get my codex
through an ice road.
Just throwing that out there. 4.5 hours I have to drive to get a codex.
Oh, what the hell? Thanks to Jay's B for donating 200 quid to the show.
That's
really nice. That's because it's 200 shows. Oh.
That's outstanding.
Oh, Scribo posted a link. Apparently, there's a thing. Let me see what it says.
Oh, man.
Oh, look, you can buy things digitally.
I don't know. I just clicked on that link and
there's none of the new stuff there. None of the new stuff's there.
This looks like I was stuck one more step. Hub. I know. That's what it looks like. It's asking me to do a CAPTCHA. I'm out of here.
I don't know about this.
Oh, thanks, Jay. That's some really big dick energy. Now I don't know what to say. Thanks. I'd show you my nipple, but I can't do that.
Not allowed anymore.
Not allowed. Thanks, Jay.
Twitch, I guess anymore, but anyway.
Thanks,
Twitch
bud.
Twitch is pretty busy about it.
That's nice.
I can't remember. Is it Twitter or Twitch that allows nudity?
I don't think either now. I think there's a whole thing about don't do that.
Got it.
I think. Anyway, for future Val, don't do it.
Yeah, no problem.
Jay, you should definitely 100% be allowed a question in the chat for anything that you would like to ask. But covering generally, we're not okay with the Codex news.
The digital part, no.
Yeah,
no, because I don't have a GameStop anymore, a game shop anymore. So I do like I'm not. I do have to drive 4.5 hours to go get my Codex. I'm not even joking. It was
Why can't you order it by mail? I think the whole world wants to know this.
Because it doesn't work that way up here for certain things. I've tried having GW send me stuff, and it doesn't get here.
Where does it go?
I don't know, but I have legit had to cancel two orders before because it was like they were like, "We sent it to you." I'm like, "No, you didn't." The hat came in though. The custodian's hat. I got that.
You ordered a custodian's hat?
Yeah, because I'm a Custodes fan. I got a hat and I got an iPhone case, but they sent me the wrong case. And I was like, the trouble I went through getting my Codex stuff, I just kept it, even though it's the wrong case.
Are there Custodes dice? I think that's what we want to know.
There are Custodes dice. They're nothing special. They're not like the horror show of some of the other stuff they've had. So.
The other dice, by the way, are sold out.
Yeah, of course they are.
Of course they are.
Our community's fucking awful.
By the way, Chad, if you didn't tune in last week, we were hilarious. And I think you should go and check out there's only one episode I'd ever recommend, and I think it's last week.
Just the worst dice.
They're the best dice. I don't understand what you mean. I rolled for the first turn. I rolled first turn today in 40K with a Lumineth Realm Lords dice. And it was the most fun. But me and Nick from the 40K show played the other day, and we both were like roll first turn, rolled a Lumineth dice at each other, they just kind of finger gunned. We were like, hey, hey, hey. Oh, this sucks.
We're empty inside.
Yeah. This is the way.
Well, thank you to Art of War for donating 200 bits to the show. Thank you to everyone who supported us, and big shout out to Jay for donating 200 quid. That's unbelievable.
Big things on episode 200 already.
Yeah, big things. I just want you to know that's definitely going to go on some sort of insulation for one of my windows. So that's actually really important. So thanks. That's big. I can't thank you enough. My question is, though, ignoring the Codex news, how do you guys feel about the release of the Codex? Is looking pretty sweet? What are you thinking? Some secondary objectives? What are your thoughts? Pretty auspicious of Games Workshop to line up Show 200 with the launch of two Codexes.
Right. Right. Only good things to say, really. Only positive good things to say.
The codexes themselves, I think, are actually relatively good. The Necron Codex, I'm very happy with. A couple things are kind of meh, but I mean, whatever. You can't knock every data sheet out of the park. The Marine Codex is pretty good, actually, other than there's like three units that are absolutely bonkers. But I'm hoping someday those will get toned down. And then the indexes came out, and that is where I start having problems, but that's a whole hullabaloo.
So yeah, they also released a whole bunch of FAQ'd stuff and like rules of art changes.
They released three codexes via PDF.
Effectively. Yeah.
That's kind of fascinating.
Four, really.
Four? Like, Death Watch too, I guess.
Yep. And one of them is absolute garbage. One of them is amazing. To the point where I'm a little scared, and two of them are like A1. I'm pretty impressed. So
So just to be clear, like 100% Dark Angels fans are going to have like Lucy rip the football away just as their Dark Angels Peanuts,
they're
Charlie
gonna have
Brown analogy selves try to kick that football and they fall on their butts.
Because we know that Dark Angels players are the worst people in general.
Like Inner Circle's going to get replaced with -1 leadership to everyone.
Something
signatures.
Like that. Like immediately. That Inner Circle rule. As soon as I read it, like I messaged a couple people.
What does he do?
Sorry. So Inner Circle has like three abilities. One of them is bad, kind of. It's you can't fall back unless you essentially fail a leadership check. But then the other one, the big one, is permanent transhuman physiology. So one can wound you on a 1, 2, or 3 if you have the Inner Circle keyword. And that is absolutely balls to the wall, bonkers strong, especially when you look at what got the Inner Circle keyword. They kept like their good relics. Azrael got buffed. So if you make a list that's like Azrael, 10 to 15 Blade Guard veterans, because they're Deathwing, the Deathwing Feel No Pain banner, and 10 Deathwing Knights, like those Deathwing Knights, the only thing that's killing them is like a Plague Marine bomb if you let it. And you can deep strike within 4 inches of it and just kill them. So,
Reginald, the internet's telling us that the Deathwing aren't very good. Do you reckon a 1+, 4++, a 5+ Feel No Pain might do the difference?
Yeah, right.
Permanently. Okay, let's go with that. That sounds good.
That is not the rules, guys. I've told you this before. Like, listen, the rules guys are like, honestly, sat. Decaf coffees all around, dry white toast, yeah, dry white toast, and they are just staring. They're listening to like ambient, like house music.
You're describing the flop house in Taken right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you saying they're captured by Albanian sex traffickers? Is that what you're telling us?
No, but I'm also saying not so. Did you not? I don't know if this isn't the time. Would you like a special day 200 super insight? You know, I know loads of things about Games Workshop that very few people know.
Sure, do it.
Story do time it. With Rob.
So it's a bit of a boys club generally with the rules team and also like the people in Books and Box anyway. But the scuttlebutt, and again, just a malicious rumor. So again, excellent. Not something I'm advocating as the truth, is that they all are.
Hold on. Stop. B-Bone, close your ears. Okay, keep going.
Is that they're all in like one church together. Now, again, just a rumor I heard.
Like a sex church?
I don't know. All I heard was, I got a winky face. You're like, you know they're all in the church together. Winky face was all I was ever told.
That is the most cryptic thing in the world. What does that even mean?
I'm just giving you knowledge. That's all I got.
Some Illuminati shit.
I need you to
know. They're all in the church together, winky face.
That's
like, are they over at, like, Our Martyred Lady of Gospel and just, like, hanging out in the pews? Or is this... Oh, anyway.
I don't know.
I mean, if you describe them as plain white toast and decaf coffee, that sounds pretty Anglican. Maybe they're just Anglicans. I mean, that would make sense. You are from England.
I'm not saying it's not that, but I'm saying I don't know. Like, church encompasses many things. Scientology's a church, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I could just make a church. I'm not like, maybe they just mean the rules area is called the church. I don't know. Like, but church pinky face is a secret I've been sat on for 3 years and thought I'd reveal it today. Church,
well, thank
winky
you.
Face.
Church winky that face. Is, that should is, be the title of this episode. Church winky face.
Perhaps the most unactionable gossip I've ever heard in my life. I don't.
GW rules are based on Mormon teachings. You're right. You're right. You got it.
Absolutely.
The Horus Heresy is essentially the Book of Mormon. If you act, there's too many parallels.
There's plenty. So Pete, you were alluding to Dark Angels. Apparently, are the one.
So if it looks moment. Like on paper, I mean, maybe in play it won't be, but when the first thing that you get is like text messages from people like, hey, look at this list, and I haven't even seen the facts because they literally loaded a minute and a half ago, like it's, you know, something's up. So yeah, they are well, pretty scary list. Yeah.
What's up is most of those people hang out with playtesters, but whatever, you know.
Yeah, some of them do, but the one, even the ones that don't. the ones that are just smart. I mean, it's like with Iron Hands. When Iron Hands came out, like, you could look at it, even just the preview, and immediately you were like, here's a list that I don't think any other faction can beat. I think in this case, like, they're beatable, but they're so strong. Like, it's so crazy how strong that inner circle rule is. Because it's not like people were saving 2 CP multiple times a game to use transhuman physiology, and then they made it free for a faction. You know, and they discounted it for regular Space Marines, but it can only be used on Primaris, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's neat. I like that.
But the fact that they just gave it for free to the one faction that doesn't have Primaris, well, they do now for the Deathwing, but yeah, super, super cool.
I just also want to pour one out for my friend who switched from Khorne Demonkin to Imperial Fists, because he's just so sad.
They got murdered.
Are they not any good anymore?
They just took everything from them.
They've had their ninth nerf, I think.
Give me your underwear. That's wrong. Yeah. Now stand on one foot and turn in a circle.
What's been happening? So Rob, you didn't know, in the FAQ, they changed their frig, why is my brain not functional right now? They're like, mono faction bonus is no longer +1 damage to all their shooting against vehicles and buildings.
Nope.
It's now only if you're strength 7 or higher for shooting. So like their bolter spam doesn't even function properly anymore. So they've continued the nerf train on Imperial Fists to the point where I don't know why you would take them other than maybe Eye of Hypnoth. Which may not even exist anymore. So based on
the guy I know who plays them, I'm going to go with low self-esteem. I think that's basically the only reason at this point.
Do you think that it's because they hate Chapter Master Valrak? Like they hate him. They're like, fuck you. Like, we're done.
Holy cow, has anyone checked on him? Because he's probably pretty sad right now.
I would love it if they do it based on internet personalities. There's definitely Age of Sigmar stuff that they nerfed because I banged on about it, which was really sad. Starseer, reroll, RIP, big fan of you, that got fucked. So I just wonder if they don't just like pick someone out and they're like, do you know what? Fuck that guy. Just ruin his faction.
I hope so.
Let's just see here. Yeah, it doesn't look like he's posted since the facts came out. Chapter Master Valrak has 118,000 people who listen to him talk about Imperial Fist all day.
Yeah. He's like a major 40K celebrity.
It's like,
that's amazing.
Church.
Yeah, it's like it's, a, yeah, it's like he's in a church. Yeah. All
wow,
you have
way to
do
to
is be like
Master Valrak.
We should get him on the show. That'd be a barrel of laughs. What other changes did they do? Is the question. Anything stand out?
What are we talking about?
Like the facts? I mean, there's a lot of changes. I mean, they updated like 30 some odd indexes, some of them very little. Deathwatch looks super cool. I really like what they did with Deathwatch, adding like 8 different kill teams. They got rid of Stormbolters being good, which is unfortunate for people like me that own a bunch of Stormbolter Deathwatch veterans, but like the upside's really solid. I bet they'll be strong. It's just whether you can balance that against whatever the fuck they did with Dark Angels. And then Space Wolves got a lot of really cool buffs, so their index looks really cool. Like Thunderwolf Cavalry look playable again since they can advance and charge now.
Yeah, pretty neat. Yep.
So that was cool. And then Blood Angels lost pretty much everything that made them unique. So that's good. So their characters are real strong, but they lost like a lot of other stuff. Like their Sanguinary Discipline is gone. Well, all the disciplines are gone. So I'm assuming that the Codex supplement's going to fix a lot of this.
Do they still get their +1 to wound?
They got their +1 to wound. They still have that. And they have their +1 to charge, but they lost all their stratagems that they used to get around the board. Like they only gave them four stratagems in the index. One of them is to be able to take a relic. So really it's just 3. One of them is the Feel No Pain for Death Company. They gave them the heroic intervention one they had, but they made it 3 CP now instead of 1. And there was another, and the other one is, oh, I don't even remember, but it's like all the stuff that people actually used for Blood Angels is gone. So, but you know, they're one of the first supplements, so I don't think anyone should complain too much yet. This seems to be like a here holdover for 3 weeks, and then you'll get your stuff. So don't worry too bad.
Over under new Dante. You think we're gonna see a new Dante?
Yes.
I don't think we'll see a nude. You think so?
Yeah, I think.
I mean, he's got new rules that are super cool. I don't think he'll get a new model.
To my knowledge, first stratagem keyword interaction.
Yeah, that's true.
He gets a free epic deed. I think that's kind of neat.
Pretty happy.
No, he has like an ability that he can get one. He can use one free stratagem in the game on as long as it's on him. There's only one stratagem that he can use right now, but I'm assuming the Blood Angel supplement will add more if he keeps that rule. So right now, the only thing he can do is he can freely fight on death. Because it has to be an epic stratagem and an epic deed stratagem, and there's only one.
Can we please call out the comment from MJ Begg who says, "Has Dante peaked?" That is an adjacent show reference if I've ever seen one.
Yep. Very good. Also, Dante's Peak is an amazing movie. Again, follow up.
I mean, it was okay. Pierce Brosnan, right? After he did James Bond.
It's probably the best Brosnan film.
My favorite part is when they drive across the lava.
Science.
That's how science works. There's a really interesting rules interaction that happens in Age of Sigmar, actually. The Usyok Bone Reapers who came out, who it's interesting not to see some sort of parallels in the Necron stuff, realistically. But they have like stratagems, effectively, or command abilities on their own individual War Scrolls / data sheets. So that you activate. So you still have the same resource mechanic of CP, like for your army, but it's called something different to normal Age of Sigmar armies, called RDP. But you spend it on that particular unit. So, and if you drag... I know. My point is, that's like the Dante rule, is what I'm saying. Where it's on the data sheet. And I think it would be fun to watch them... Like, maybe, I feel that's one of the things that I would have liked to have seen. I talked about this before on the show. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see something like your data sheet's your thing, and you can pay to like make them a little bit stronger. But that's your way to kind of balance / nerf it, in that you're affecting that unit there that's on the board, as opposed to making some universal one and be like, we didn't. I can't do the English voice. we didn't bloody expect you to do this and that together. You knaves.
Hi, Joe. By Joe. You rapscallions?
Oh, curses!
What am I here for? What is this?
Well, I mean, you're being very helpful. Very helpful. Well, I just say, before we talk about the Necrons, that I have loved 40K this week. Loved it. And specifically, Val, you might be very excited about this. The Red Roller... Oh, on a Bone Breaker with a 3d6 charge is the most fun thing you're ever going to do, I think, in 40K. Fucking loved it.
Attacks.
I smashed. Huh?
I don't think the Battle Wagon has been bad since 8th edition. I think it's always been good. I feel like the Battle Wagon is like the first thing to get chopped out of every single Orc player's list in 8th edition. And I'm happy to hear that you're enjoying that Bone Breaker.
Loving it. It's the most fun. I smushed a Wraith Lord alive to dead the other day. Just like one charge, dead. And I was like, fucking Red Rocket. That's what I had. I had a Red Rocket after. I was just like, let's go.
Did you bring the gun wagon with Da Big Boomer?
No, I didn't do that. Is that good?
Apparently that's popular. I see that Pete can tell me, but I'm pretty sure I've seen that in popular lists.
I think one of the ones that won an event had one. Yeah.
There you go, Dead Big Boomer.
But anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys that I loved it. And also, my Gazgul Thraka has just been nuking stuff with uppercuts left, right, and center.
That's got to be fun.
It's so much fun. Like, it's really, really fun. Like, I've been having a really good, really good time with it. But the Necron stuff. Oh, go on, Lefty.
Go ahead. I don't even own a Gazgul Thraka. I have the old one. I haven't picked it up.
You only still buy it in the box.
Yeah, well, you see them. You see them pop up all the time on like on secondhand things. Mm-hmm. I almost traded a bunch of Tau for a lot of orcs because it had a really well painted Gazgul in it. And then that guy was just a complete dork and kept changing his. It's why I only use eBay, because, goddammit, people on these trading websites, you're awful. You're awful. You're all universally terrible people, and yep. I'm done with you. That's all.
You know what most shows, what you like about Warhammer? They're like, well, I like the game, but ultimately it's the community I'm about. And so far, Pete's gone. Awful community. Hate it. Yeah. While there are 90
I love
people.
The community, just not Dark Angel players. Like, what is wrong with them? Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's.
And the people that watch YouTube videos of Warhammer shouldn't do that either.
No, I agree. Big shout out to our YouTube watchers, all 34 of you. I reckon there's just a couple of our YouTube viewers who are just like super dedicated. They're like, don't worry, Rob, we're going to bump this video up to at least 200 views. We got you. I'm like, cheers, guys. I appreciate that. Noops. Go on.
I mean, you have a video talk show. I don't understand why the algorithm doesn't like you. I mean, people, this format seems to work on the YouTubes, and it doesn't like you, Rob. I don't know what's up.
It could be because we occasionally say the word Nazi, and you did throw the word rape out earlier.
Like, you did.
Also, like, you Albanian, just dropped that. Albanian sex trafficker as well was mentioned.
Also, maybe like the people at Google are just really pro the Bush administration.
Could
so
be.
Adam, oh yeah, Adam Camilleri's. Adam Camilleri's is throwing down a gauntlet challenge to me to play the most broken faction currently in the game against me, as if that will teach me anything. Thanks, Adam. Yes, that is not going to happen. I'm not going to play your broken-ass faction.
I just got called a Proud Boy in the chat. That's not very nice.
Oh, it's okay. That means homosexual now, which is fine.
Oh, okay, no, that'd be fine. Good. That'd be very dapper. That's fine with me.
I don't know. I feel we're only on dangerous ground right now, so let's like move away into Necrons. Into Necrons.
Oh, one of them wears a tie. That doesn't mean that I'm a anyway.
He's also Canadian.
Kevin McInnes. That's him.
He's also
really?
Canadian.
He's a Canadian?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Bitch.
Sorry, bud. Sorry. But you don't have a beard, so you're safe, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think you hate women.
I think that still image of B-Bone's getting a little uncomfortable, so let's move it along.
Even
though
B-Bone
you've already tried to segue twice and I've stopped you.
Yeah. This is the way.
This is also but all of the things that happened after you asked the question, why don't you get more views on YouTube? We answered it. Anyway, the Lord Necron stuff looks super cool. That's what I was going to say.
It does look super cool.
I think they've got
two or three really good lists. There's probably one that's really, really good, but like overall, I think they're one of the best codexes currently. I'm very impressed with the whole lot of it. The end.
Quick highlight. I haven't read that Goonhammer article yet, so I have no opinions. What's going on with the Krons? What makes them cool?
They've got so many cool abilities. Nightbringer is absolutely devastating. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know how to deal with him as Custodes. Like seriously, I just think he'll just run me over because he ignores invulnerable saves. He's AP minus four. You can only do three wounds to him per phase. So he's got a bit of the Gazgul going on. He heals at least one a turn. I think if you have a crypt deck nearby, you can heal him more. The cryptex are mostly fantastic.
He heals one a turn and he's nine wounds.
Yeah.
Nightbringer's more. Isn't Nightbringer like 12? I thought he had more. Anyway, doesn't matter.
You can only take three wounds per phase.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is like, yeah, if he was like, even if it's 12, like if he's adding one wound per turn, that means that it's adding a phase that
and
it takes
you can
to kill him.
You can hide him. Like he's not at the point where you can't. So I think like he's going to be in most lists. there's a horde list I'm sure you can make. A lot of, like, the Silent King looks super cool if Eradicators didn't exist. And even then, I think you could play around them because he's just got, like 8 pages of abilities. So I'm, like, I'm super stoked for anybody that plays Necrons because I think for the most part, other than the Monolith, everything in there is amazing. The fact they got rid of Fly on the Monolith is absolutely hilarious to me.
What is with that? So they've been taking the Fly, so they this freaking double quadruple nerfs that they're doing all over the place. So they make Fly not nearly as good, and then they take it away from everything.
Yeah, that's the way. I mean, I'm super cool with it for Marines. I think it was necessary. It sucks for the Impulsor people like me that bought a couple of them because I don't know why you'd run them outside of White Scars anymore. But it kind of needed to be done. It was getting abused a lot. For Necrons, though, losing it on the Monolith, it's like, why would you ever run that thing anymore? Move that fucking, like, 18-pound piece of crap 8 inches a turn and having to get it around, like, terrain that it probably can't fit through.
Is it allowed to at least, like, teleport or some shit? Like, can it do something cool?
I mean, you can deep strike.
People are getting kind of hopeful for it.
You can deep strike it, but... Yeah, but
sorry. I was just going to say, I'm very, very, very excited for the rules that they're putting on those special characters like Nightbringer, where you can only do so many wounds per phase. Because actually, it's really clever, because it really makes you think, actually, am I just going to put a Psyker in my list? Just one. Just for a smite. Just to, like, change up a list. So there's, like, a list kind of, like, conversation there, which I think is cool. But also, as a playing piece, I've loved Ghazghal. Like, I've loved the situations where you're moving him somewhere and your opponent's like, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to process it? Like, deal with it? Like, it's just really, really fun. And, like, those like, decisions where you don't... The decisions where you can't affect definitive results. You're like, I can do a bit of damage now. I'll do a bit of damage later. Like, you know, you can't be like, I'm definitely going to kill this thing. It's awesome fun. Like, I've enjoyed it. I'm not sure if I'm going to enjoy watching him just walk over my army, but I think it's sweet as.
Nick Nativati turned me on to the Mega Armor War Boss, I guess, before Indexes got... I guess it was second year of 8th edition after the Codex, before Indexes got cut. And I used to love having that guy ripping around, like, just hacking people up. So I could see myself loving Gas. Could see myself also loving... I don't know if you've seen this tech, Rob. I think it's awesome. Heard about it on the show that Pete and I do, 40K Stat Center. Probably going to have a show this week, which is using the Psychic Awakening big mech boss strat to basically upgrade a big mech and mega armor.
To the cleverest boss.
Well, whatever the mech boss version of that is. And you get essentially a mega armor war boss again with a custom force field and a 4++. It's great.
Oh, that's actually quite good. No, I hadn't thought about that. I'm pretty tight on points in my list. That I'm running now,
as a Gaz alternative, it's pretty dope, and he can
or
hide.
Both. You run or them both. Both.
Yeah, true.
He's good. It's cheap. It's cheap and good. It's a very good option. But as to Necrons, love it. I think you're gonna see a lot of Vanguard Necrons at first because their elite slot is super amazing, unless they're doing like the Warrior spam list. And I think that you probably, after a while, won't see very many Necron vehicles because I don't think they're as good as what walks around in that list now. I think a lot of their vehicles they're going to look good on paper, but with the amount of terrain we have on boards now, and they don't have a lot of no-look shoots, I think they'll go the way of the dodo.
The terrain, again, I'll fall over myself this week talking about how good I think 40K is. The terrain is brill. Bone, what do you think? Yeah. Not
Bone, you've been so quiet. He's been so quiet.
I think he's added a lot to the conversation. Mostly, I giggle every time I look at him.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, I've loved the terrain elements. Like, I still feel like I haven't got the right setup of terrain that I need, like for my board, like at the arena. But that's one of the things that we're working on right now. So I'm very, very excited about like putting the right level of like terrain together, which is like fucking fun. And then the games have just been so fun because of it. Like, you're just like, well, you're going to have to move there. Like, everything, it feels like I'm... Like, I don't mean to be disrespectful or anything here, but it feels like I'm playing Age of Sigmar where I'm trading units. I'm like, I don't have to overcommit. I'm not just like firing everything I've got into one area sort of a thing. Like, you know, it's frustrating. Like a game I'm playing at the minute, like I've got two blocks of mech guns and they really can't see everything at all or anything. In fact, they just kind of got these thin line of sight alleys to these two objectives. I'm like, I hope you move there or I'm fucked. Like, and,
if you want to make them better at getting a line of sight on things, you should use beer cozies.
That does help.
That's true.
That does help. It
helps a lot.
That helps loads. It does help loads.
You can get to 3-0 if you have a paint score.
I wanted him to win, and I'll never change my mind about that.
That list was so good. Ugh, it's tragic.
It's tragic.
Yeah, I would agree, man. If I was able to play more, we're kind of in the locking down again phase out here. But I think the game looks great. I think that's why, like, the better the game is, the more like heartbreaking dumb things are that they do. You know what I mean? I think that's why. I think my propensity to complain increases the higher my expectations are. So if your fan base is complaining a lot, it means you got something good going on and you keep ruining it.
Yeah. And I think that's the case. I think the 9th edition rule set's awesome. The terrain is awesome. There's a couple tiny things they could do to kind of address balance on the core mechanics, but nothing crazy. Despite what people will fight about online both ways. But then they just keep doing these things like making Inner Circle a thing. And you have to say like, what? Why? Well, didn't we learn the last time we added a bunch of extra rules onto a model that it would eventually make it not fun to play against? But we just keep doing it. We just keep doing it. It keeps coming to a point where they're like, I don't think enough people are running Deathwing Knights. How many rules does it have? And they look and they're like, 11. I'm like, okay, let's give it 14. And we'll back up one of them. We'll make one of them kind of bad, but it's not really, because they're never going to want to fall back anyway. They don't have a gun. So we'll give them, that's what we'll do. And people will think it's balanced.
Yeah, it's just like they're always like sort of sculpting a miniature with a chainsaw, and they kind of either cut a bit too much or leave too much on. You know, I don't know. Anyway, but it's fine. I think everything is pretty, pretty damn hopeful right now. I'm curious to know what to do with regular Marines, because I have my Raptors that I've been assembling together. Yeah. I think I'm just gonna lean into Phobos, just for the shit of it.
I think that's. Excuse me, sorry. Continue.
No, I think that's it. Like, I mean, it's fluffy for the faction I chose, which is Raptors. They're good. Like, I was just playing around with them before, but like just having stuff that can set up, like, is like basically deployment zone agnostic is immediately good. And fun.
Infiltrators are really good right now. That 5-point ignore the first wound you take is pretty interesting, because I think that can cause some people some headaches. The Helix Adept. So that's pretty cool. I think the unfortunate thing with this base screen. Incursors are still fine. They got their Haywire Mine is now just when they get charged, your opponent takes D3 mortal wounds.
Which isn't too bad, but I mean, like their gun got nerfed too. They don't have that. They don't have that six.
They don't
auto
have wound. The exploding sixes. Six auto auto wound. Yeah.
Does their gun do anything special now, or is it just a bolter?
No, it's just like a slightly better bolter. I think it's better range.
It would have. You have slightly better range. Yeah, whatever. I wonder if they went down in points as a result.
No.
I have a question for you both about how do you feel about the, because this is also the first time we've seen secondaries specific to codexes, which I liked. One of the Marine ones just feels like you just be a Marine and play the game and you're scoring points, which feels a bit like a two on the nose for me. I was like, it doesn't really encourage any sort of gameplay at all. This is just what they're already doing. But whatever. And then, what do you guys think?
For the Space Marine ones, the three of them, there's one that's really good, but it's like just playing to the mission anyway, and that's why it's good. So why wouldn't you take it? Like, it's the one where you have to remove an enemy unit from an objective and then be on it at the end of the turn. So that one I think is pretty solid.
And it's 5 points every time you do that?
Yeah, sure it's five. So you only have to do it three times to max out.
Also gives second turn an advantage. Like that kind of rewards setting it up. Already out there.
Yeah, it is a bonus to second turn. Which, I mean, we did have another article come out about first turn, second turn, which was super cool.
Anecdotal.
From Goonhammer. Yeah, only. Yeah, anecdotal. 6,000 games. 6,000 games isn't enough. 6 to 10 is what you really want. 6 to 10 games. But yeah, the Space Marine ones and the Necron ones, I have to think about them. I think they're fine. I like the idea. The concept of having everybody have their own kind of unique secondary they can pull from, I like it on paper. So just have to see if people actually use them.
It's also going to be, it's going to be like Maelstrom cards with like these faction specific Maelstrom cards where a lot of them are like, eh. And then there's one that's just like, oh, so you win that. You win if you get that card. And I suspect we're going to see some of that with these. It just opens up. It's a great design space. Don't get me wrong. TM, but I suspect it's either going to be, you're going to have factions to either always use their custom selection or never use it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like we already are starting to see with secondaries, right? There's like Rob kind of joked about, but it's true. There's like six secondaries that are being used and then the rest of them, no one is touching. So
just for the benefit of chat, not me. What are they?
Engage
on all fronts. Is by far the most popular. Raise the Banners is very strong. Deploy Scramblers. And Domination is another one.
Yeah, Bring It Down
is very effective against the right lists. Like and as is Titan Slayer and Abhor the Witch. But like those are list dependent. So
yeah, and kind of automatic.
Pretty much.
Deploy Scramblers, do you get that in your turn? Is it scored at the end of your turn?
Deploy Scramblers
at the end of your turn. End of your turn.
Okay.
It does require It does require you to get a unit into your opponent's backfield. But like, I was playing with Nick the other day.
Some of the missions, it's super easy.
Yeah. But I was playing with Nick the other day, and he was walking through. He's played quite a few more games of 40k than me, and he was just like, "This is Nikos, the more famous of the Nicks in 40k, in my opinion." And He was just like explaining it to me, and like you do engage on all fronts because you're probably going to try and like get into your opponent's, like you're going to go after something in your opponent's deployment anyway at some point. If you've got a flyer, it's super useful to be able to do that, and so like you just keep racking up the points. It's fun. Like even if it was just those three always, I still think it changes up your list. Like I changed up my list. I just was using some Gretchen, and one of them scored me at got me a Deploy Scramblers, which was cool. I've added in shitty units to do shitty jobs. Like and therefore, yep. Like lists have changed, but I'll end up with more points further along the line, which is good. I think it's great.
I think that's the why you may still see scouts in lists, even though they got murdered in the Marine Codex by making them elite, which to me is a super money grab on GW's part. I think that's why you may still see them is because of deploy scramblers. Because a Landspeeder Storm getting that ability to let you jump out and do stuff at the end of the movement without any stratagem or anything.
I can see people.
Yeah, the Landspeeder Storm has basically the same rule as the Impulsor. So, and those things go like a billion inches. So, that's a really easy way to get your Deploy Scramblers early game is to just shove that thing into your opponent's backfield for like 100 points, 110 points for that and five-man unit of scouts, Deploy your Scramblers.
He loves shoving things in his opponent's backfield.
Oh, do I ever?
Silly Landspeeder Storms. By the way, that means that everyone can hold on to five scouts. The rest of them just basically grind up into little bits of plastic that you can use for, I don't know, like basing or something.
So I think that's you might see 5 to 10 scouts because you might do 2 Landspeeder Storms just to double up in case something bad happens to one. But that would be really the only thing. Why is it a money grab? It's just because like everyone was running scouts in their troop as a troop slot along with maybe infiltrators. And now there's really very little reason to. So now you have to buy into Primaris troops. That's all.
Well, no, tactical Marines are back.
Yeah,
kind of. Like if you really wanted to buy into stack Marines. But again, it's fixing a problem that no longer exists. People ran scouts so that they could get cheap battalions CP. When that was how you got CP. So like, when it's obvious they don't understand, it's frustrating. It's frustrating, you know?
Well,
yeah, there's a lot of changes in this that seem to be, well, I mean, it's just because it was 6 months ago that they've made this book, right? And they made it based off of how bad Marines were 6 months ago. And yeah, and fortunately for us, they didn't stop being bad. So like some of the fixes are legit. It's just like Eradicators and Blade Guard veterans are drastically under costed for what they do, and they got
units
better.
Units of six.
How do I buy them right now?
In that they can't fancy double shoot, but everything else is too good.
How do buy Eradicators and Blade Guard veterans at the minute?
Buy more Indominus Box until the their new kits come out, which should be soon, though, right? Yeah. I think that part of the next couple weeks.
Unlike Outriders, they actually have a kit that's been announced, so they're going to get one. That bums me out. I kind of want Outriders at this point.
Well,
if you go Death Watch, you can run five in a squad.
Really?
Yeah, one of the new kill teams lets you go up to five Outriders, and then you can combat squads. So now you have five-man Outrider squads that are OBSEC and also count as infantry, which I assume will get fixed. But yeah, that's a thing.
Amazing. Nick's also saying that you can convert your Eradicators out of Intercessors and some 3D printed bits. So there you go. That's a cheaper way for you guys. If you're specifically only looking for Eradicators, is a good idea.
Very good.
Except they're in Gravis armor, but you know, whatever.
I mean,
it is what it is.
Who knows the difference?
My Blade Guard melted on top of an aggressor.
Blade Guard, on the other hand, are super easy to just kit bash. Maybe that's what he meant.
Okay. I've got a number of Blade Guard that I made out of way more expensive models, but I'm happy about them.
Me too. I spent like $120 on like 3D printed bits.
Oh, I bought Forge World Crimson Paladins, which are like $120.
Yeah,
but they're gorgeous. I turned four of them into Blade Guard vets, which I mean they're just sword and board, so it doesn't matter. And then the sergeant that has the big glaive or whatever, I turned him into my judiciaire. So I'm pretty stoked. I'm probably just going to buy another five, and maybe another five after that because they're super good.
Because you can't help yourself. So
well,
if you can't order a codex, how are you getting Forge World stuff?
Forge World comes, and so does China. China ships here.
Of course.
And with that, gentlemen, I'm sorry, but I've got to go. Ricky Bobby out. Val P, thank you very much for joining me on this grand adventure for the past few months. 200 more will take us into next year, and I very much doubt that we won't be here. So I've really enjoyed it so much. We've celebrated births. We've celebrated the birth of New Edition, actual JVP. We've done many things. It's been great. We've discovered lots. I now know that...
Sick stuff.
Baps,
Bips, Baps,
James Bush administration, Bush administration, placenta.
We've brought the Bush administration to a whole new generation, and that's good.
Yeah,
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
By the way, I've been plowing my way through Schitt's Creek, enjoying it. I was entirely wrong about Schitt's Creek.
Oh wow, that's such a mix-up from last week.
I was going to bring this up, but I'm very happy that you did, and I'm thankful.
I think I didn't watch an episode of it and based my opinion on it on terrible CBC commercials. That's it.
Okay.
So my bad.
Yeah. We've done Terry Girls. There's all sorts. There's so much to come. So I just want to say, yeah, thanks everyone. Thanks for you two specifically. Thank you to Art War. Thanks for donating 200 bits to the show. Thank you to everyone who has joined us live. If you listen to the podcast, even if you're not listening to them all, couldn't thank you enough. If you've been watching us on YouTube for some reason, then also thank you to you guys leaving comments and whatever you do. It's been brill. Hopefully it's been good for people who've been locked in, locked out, and need a team. So if you ever want to come and have a really fun day every single day, 12 o'clock till 1, most of the time. Sometimes we obviously go through our phases, Aval. You know, you have your tough couple of weeks.
We've had some sadness, some genuine sadness. I got choked up in one episode.
That's true.
This has been a really wonderful experience. This is my favorite day of the week. The still photo of Benjamin Bonner is really
the
holding the show together. The double. And who knows? Like now that we're just using still photos, really opens up the design space for our fourth guest.
It really does. Anyway, you guys have been great. We've had amazing people on the show. I've had amazing people on the show in many guests, not just you two. There's been so many awesome people. So if you have been one of the people who've been on the show, I can't thank you enough. Expect probably another 200, I guess. I mean, I've got nothing else to do. So let's do that. It'll be fun. Yeah, why not? So get ready for 200 more hours of probably Warhammer-related content. Thank you to everyone there on Swargamer Patreon, though. If you weren't on there, I couldn't do it without you. You guys mean that I could do it for a living. Thank you for any donations and bits today. See you soon. Any shout-outs you two want to make before we go?
Shout-out to Benjamin Bonner.
Yeah.
Bebo. Stig, who was in the chat, I was supposed to ask Pete about custodians and admec lists. Totally didn't do that. My bad. And, the 40K Stat Center is the show that Pete and I put together not a somewhat weekly basis nowadays until everyone gets locked down again. So we're going to have another show. 5 different tournaments with great news from around the world. Around the world.
Around the world.
Around the world.
Very excited about that. Can't wait to listen. Thank you very much, guys.
40K Stat Center.
This isn't that, though. This is the Honest War Game. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.